Four men are in custody and facing murder charges following a bank robbery yesterday in a small town in northeastern Nebraska. Five people were killed. From Nebraska Public Radio, Fred Knapp reports.
The U.S. Bank building off busy Highway 81 is a nondescript tan stucco structure with a red roof. But Thursday morning, the yellow police tape surrounding the building indicated something had gone horribly wrong. The event began unfolding shortly before 9 a.m. at this branch office in Norfolk, Nebraska. Police got a call that a robbery was in progress, as witnesses reported hearing gunfire and seeing three men running out of the bank. When police got there, they found four bank employees and a customer shot to death and a bystander wounded. Roadblocks went up in three states, and a National Guard Black Hawk helicopter was called in to aid in the manhunt. Nebraska Governor Mike Johanns flew to the scene and declared a state of emergency.
It's an enormously sad, tragic event that occurred here. And I also want to offer my sympathy to the people of Norfolk. Fortunately, we live in a state where something like this is uncommon. And so for a community and families to go through this is very, very difficult. And it is difficult for our state also.
Meanwhile, the suspects forced their way into a nearby house, stole a car, and fled west. But the car had an onboard GPS computer that helped authorities track it down. It was found abandoned a short while later. The suspects then stole a pickup, but by early afternoon, they had been spotted and arrested at a convenience store about 75 miles away. Authorities were at a loss to explain why robbery had turned to murder. But Madison County Attorney Joe Smith found solace in the fact that at least the suspects were no longer at large.
At this point, I mean, the bottom line is, and what we're at right now is there was a murder in this county. There were five murders. It's not dark yet, and three guys are in jail, and they'll be held there.
It will take a while for Norfolk, whose previous claim to fame was as the childhood home of comedian Johnny Carson, to come to terms with this unwanted publicity. For NPR News, I'm Fred Knapp in Norfolk, Nebraska.